This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We begin by praising Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, the Exalted. We ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I welcome you all to a brand new episode within the Words from the Quran and the Sunnah series. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this series from us, and we ask Him to help us to emulate the beautiful prophetic model, the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to implement the teachings of the Quran within our lives. Ameen. So for today's episode, I would like to touch on the word Islam. As is our practice, we will go into literally unpacking the word, the literal definition of it, and then we will go on to discuss the Shari'i definition of it. So what does Islam literally mean? Islam is an Arabic term, and it stems from the verb aslama in the Arabic language, which in turn stems from the trilateral verb salama. So what does this mean? Now, before we move forward, I want you all to bear a few things in mind. Primarily, the words Islam, Muslim, Salam, As-Salama, As-Salam, all of these words stem from the same trilateral verb Salam, Sin, Lam, Mim in the Arabic language. So, the term Salam, when we say As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, the term Salam is translated as peace. The word As-Salam in the Arabic language is translated as being free of defects, free from defects, free from harm, if you will. Now, as for the word Islam, which stems from aslama, and the word Muslim as well, okay? These two words stem from that same verb, that same scale. It is translated as being, as in to submit, submissiveness. You have submissiveness, you have compliance, you have obedience. All of this is brought under this particular term. So a Muslim is an individual who submits, who complies, who obeys. Now we're going to obviously study as to what you're supposed to submit to, as to what you're supposed to obey. But here at the literal standpoint, that's basically what it means. So like I said, peace also stems from the same trilateral verb. So in a way, when you get into the technical definition, you'll understand it is to submit to the will of Allah. It is to submit to the will of your Maker. And the whole idea is that when you submit, you attain peace. When you submit, you attain peace. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us all with peace in this world as well as the next. Ameen. So I hope you've understood the literal definition of Islam. It is to comply. It is to submit. And a Muslim is an individual who submits. A Muslim is an individual who complies and obeys. Is that clear? Now for the Shari'i definition. Now here it gets interesting, and I want you all to pay close attention. If the term Islam is mentioned by itself, okay, so before we go into that discussion at this point, I'd like to repeat what I said earlier on. If the question arises as to what a Muslim is supposed to submit to, it's obvious, it's clear, without a shadow of doubt, that we're talking about submitting to the will of your Maker. Not to submit to your own desires. Not to make your own desires your God. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Some of us, we have made our desires our God. Some of us have made our own intellects our God. We worship our own intellects. We worship our desires. We become slaves, not to Allah, but to our desires. May Allah protect us all. So here, a Muslim is not an individual who is a slave unto his desires. No. He is a slave unto Allah. He submits to the will of his Maker, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now to proceed with the technical definition of Islam. If the term Islam is mentioned by itself, as in without it being joined or connected to the term Iman, when it comes along the same line as, or if it's written or discussed, if it's mentioned in the same context as Iman, then we will study basically how you would define Islam. But if it were to be defined by itself, exclusively, then what we would understand by Islam is that it encompasses the whole deen. The whole deen. It encompasses all of the statements within the deen. It encompasses beliefs. It basically encompasses statements, beliefs, and actions. So when Islam is mentioned by itself, it encompasses Iman. It encompasses Ihsan. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Noble Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the deen by Allah is Islam. So as you can see, the entire deen by Allah Azza wa Jal is Islam. And Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 3, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day I have completed my deen upon you. This was unto Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. The one who desires a deen other than Islam, then it's not going to be accepted from him. So as you can see, the deen, the word deen, which and in turn it encompasses everything, your statements, your actions, your beliefs, your rituals, all of it. Okay? When Islam is mentioned individually, that's what it means. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allah says, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. So Islam in turn relates to the deen, and the deen basically it means everything. So within it, Iman comes. Within it, Ihsan comes. So that's the beauty of understanding it individually. Now let's look at this hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and the hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. There was جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله ما الإسلام. So there was a man who goes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he asks him, O Messenger of Allah, what is Islam? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he responds, Islam is to submit your heart unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. To submit your heart unto Allah, and for the Muslims to be safe from your tongue and your hands. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi. A Muslim is an individual who the people around him, the people basically, are safe from his tongue and his hands. In other words, the Muslim is an individual who does not hurt others with his tongue, with his or her tongue. A Muslim is an individual who does not hurt others with his or her limbs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true Muslims. Ameen. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he says it is to submit your heart unto Allah and for the Muslims to be safe from your tongue and your hands. And then the man goes on to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَأَيُّ الْإِسْلَامِ أَفْضَلْ. So which of Islam is the best? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam now responds in that hadith, الْإِيمَانِ. So which part of Islam is the best? Al-Iman. And then the man goes on to ask, Wama al-Iman? What is Iman? And the hadith continues. So what do we understand from this narration? That when talking about Islam individually, it encompasses Iman as well. Now when you bring Islam and Iman in one line and then discuss it upon the same context, then yes, their definitions become more granular and more precise, as we will see in just a bit. But when talking about Islam individually, in a holistic sense, it encompasses Iman, it encompasses Ihsan, it encompasses your statements, your beliefs, your actions, the rituals, everything of the deen comes within Islam. Now, when we bring Iman into the equation and talk about Islam and Iman, in other words, if Islam is mentioned alongside or along with Iman, then it becomes more granular. Then what is intended by Islam is your outwardly actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is reported to have said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. That Islam is built upon five, i.e. five pillars. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to list the five pillars. And tashhad an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. To bear witness, to testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. And to qima salah, to establish salah, wa tu'ti az-zakah, to give out your zakah, wa tasuma Ramadan, to fast the month of Ramadan, the month that you and I we are in. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us all to make the most out of this month of Ramadan. And may He bless us all to attain many more Ramadan in the future. Ameen. And وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And to perform pilgrimage, Hajj, to the house of Allah for those who are able to do so. So these are the five pillars of Islam. And as you can see, they are outwardly actions. As for Iman, they basically consist of the inwardly actions. And this is why you have the six articles of faith. And all of this is clearly outlined in the famous hadith of Jibreel. Hadith of Jibreel, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to the Prophet of Allah in the guise of a human being and he asks him, what is Islam? What is Iman? What is Ihsan? So very interesting hadith with many lessons. So there the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he defines Islam. He defines Iman. What is Iman? أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره من الله. To believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, to believe in His books, to believe in His messengers, to believe in the last day, the day of judgment, and to believe in destiny. Destiny is all. To believe in destiny that good and evil is from it. So here, when it is brought, my dear brothers and sisters, in one context, they are not, as in they are more granular, the definitions. The definitions are granular. Now, for example, we have in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins, they came and they said, we have believed, we are brought in Iman. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, you have not yet believed, you have not yet brought in Iman. Rather, وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. But rather say that you have aslamna, you have submitted. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. For faith has yet not penetrated into your heart. So as you can see in this ayah, it points out that there is this granular difference or a granular distinguishing between Iman and Islam. I hope it's clear. Now, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, with regards to the virtues of Islam, with regards to the virtues of being a Muslim, the hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, whenever four persons testify to the goodness of a Muslim, if they were to testify to the goodness of a Muslim, أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ شَهِدَ لَهُ أَرْبَعَةٌ بِخَيْرٍ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whichever Muslim, you have four people testifying to the goodness of this individual, Allah will enter him into Jannah. As the Prophet said this, the companions immediately asked the Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, what about three people? What about three people? If three people were to testify, the Prophet said, yes, even three. And then they go on to say, Ya Rasulullah, what about two? Let's say if there's an individual, only two people can testify. What about him? The Prophet said, even two people. And thereafter, the narrator and the companions, they say, we did not ask about only one person. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the virtue of being a Muslim, and if four people were to testify with regards to you being a good Muslim, Allah will enter you into Jannah. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, three people, and Allah will enter you into Jannah. Two people, and Allah will enter you into Jannah. What a blessing. What a blessing. Al-Iman, Al-Islam. You're going to enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with many, many witnesses to our goodness. Ameen, ameen. And may Allah help us to strive to be good Muslims. Ameen. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِذَا أَحْسَنَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْلَامَهُ. That if any one of you improves, strives for ihsan, excellence with regards to his Islam, فَكُلُّ حَسَنَةٍ يَعْمَلُهَا تُكْتَبُ لَهُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ. Allahu Akbar. if any one of you strives for ihsan, for excellence with regards to his Islam, then his good deeds, it will be recorded, where he will be rewarded, where it is multiplied anywhere within the spectrum of 10 times to 700 times. Allahu Akbar. So many fold for each good deed. وَكُلُّ سَيِّئَةٍ يَعْمَلُهَا تُكْتَبُ لَهُ بِمِثْلِهَا. As for the evil deeds, they will be recorded as one evil deed. Look at the generosity of our Maker. Look at the virtue of being a Muslim. Look at the virtue of Islam. For every good deed, you stand the chance for it to be multiplied from 10 to 700. May Allah multiply our good deeds many, many fold. Ameen. And as for the evil deeds, Allah is not cruel. Allah is not harsh. Where evil deeds are not multiplied, they are recorded as one. You commit one sin, it's recorded as one sin. May Allah help us to stay away from sins. Ameen. Now, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to highlight something of paramount importance, extremely important. And that is that Islam was the religion that all prophets of Allah were sent with. Given that we are unpacking the word Islam in this series, I feel it imperative that we discuss this. Again, let me repeat myself. Islam was the religion that all the prophets of Allah were sent with. And as believers in Allah, this is what we must believe in. Islam was the religion that all the prophets of Allah were sent with. Now you may ask, Sheikh, well and good, but what is your proof in this regard? Where is your proof? How are you arriving at the conclusion that Islam was the religion that all the prophets of Allah were sent with? Yes, obviously, Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, he was sent with Islam. But what about the other prophets of Allah? Were they also sent with Islam? Yes, my dear brother. Yes, my dear sister. And I invite you to come see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say in the noble Quran with regards to this. Let's start off with the Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Noah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in Surah Ibrahim, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, and if you turn away from what I have to say, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, then I have not asked you for any reward, any payment. In ajriya illa ala Allah, my reward is only from Allah. Wa umirtu, and I have been commanded an akuna min al muslimin, to be of the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Now, with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمَن يَرْغَبُ عَن مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَن سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And who would be averse to the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, except one who makes a fool out of himself? And وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and we had chosen him in this world, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and indeed he in al-akhirah will be from amongst those who are the righteous, لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ, and when his Lord said to him, أَسْلِمْ, submit unto the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, he says, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. The earlier ayah was 130. This is 131 and now 132. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam instructed his sons, and so did the Prophet Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. O my sons, Ya Baniyya, O my sons, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ, indeed Allah has chosen for you this deen, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ, what? فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ, do not die except whilst you are Muslims. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ, and ayah number 133, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Or were you witnesses when death approached Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asks his sons, what? When he asks his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, who will you? Or what will you worship after me? And then they respond, نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكْ, we will worship your God. وَإِلَهَ أَبَائِكْ, and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq. إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا, one God. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are Muslims. What about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? In Surah Yunus, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, قَالَ وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. وقال موسى, and موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, يا قوم, oh my people, إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا, if you have believed in Allah, then place your trust upon him, إن كنتم مسلمين, if you should be Muslims. What about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in the third chapter, Surah Ala Imran. And as you can see, for every prophet, we're bringing proof, we're bringing evidence from the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says with regards to Jesus, the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. When Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he felt kufr from them, he asks them, who are من أنصاري إلى الله, who are my supporters for the sake of Allah, for the cause of Allah عز وجل. قال الحواريون, the حواريون, they responded, نحن أنصار الله, we are the supporters for the sake of Allah. آمنا بالله, we have believed in Allah. وشهد, and O Prophet of Allah, O Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, bear witness, you bear witness, you testify, بأننا مسلمون, that we are Muslims. Now we have Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام. In Surah An-Naml, which is the 27th chapter, from ayah number 29, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he writes a letter to Bilqis, okay? In that letter, he basically says, إِنَّهُ مِن سُلَيْمَانِ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. So the letter begins, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. He's writing to Bilqis, أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Be not haughty, be not arrogant with me, but come to me as Muslims. And then Allah mentions, when Bilqis, she realizes, and when she embraces the message, she says, قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. She says, ربي, oh my Lord, إني ظلمت نفسي, I have wronged myself, وأسلمت, and I submit مع سليمان, with سليمان, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, unto Allah, the Lord of all worlds. وَأَسْلَمْ, as in مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ, وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ, I submit Islam مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ, with Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now what about the Prophet Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام? Allah عز وجل mentions in Surah Yusuf, رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. رَبِّ, oh my Lord, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ, you have given me of dominion, of rule, of kingdom. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي, and you have taught me, مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ, from the interpretation of dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, originator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, you are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا, cause me to die a Muslim. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ and join me with the صَالِحِينَ with the righteous. May Allah عز وجل cause us to die as Muslims and join us with the righteous. Ameen. Now what about, as you can see, we've discussed so many of the prominent prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the jinn. Which deen do they follow? Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in Surah Al-Jinn, وَأَنَّا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمُ وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِطُونَ فَمَنْ أَسْلَمْ فَأُولَيْكَ تَحَرَّوْ رَشَدًا. Allah mentions that the jinn, for them, they say, amongst us are Muslims. وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ from amongst us are Muslims, وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِطُونَ and from amongst us are the unjust, the wrongdoers. فَمَنْ أَسْلَمْ and whoever has become Muslim, فَأُولَئِكَ تَحَرَّوْ رَشَدًا. They are those who have sought out the right course. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the deen by Allah is Islam and nothing other than Islam. Every prophet of Allah from day one was sent with Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. And whoever desires other than Islam as a religion, it will not be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he will be from amongst the losers in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So I hope I have made it extremely clear, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, with regards to Islam being the religion that every prophet of Allah was sent with. And this is a basic understanding with regards to the word Islam. I hope this video was of benefit and I look forward to talking to you all in another episode soon, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.